tangible way that we confess our hope is in the Lord is by simply confessing our sins and looking for his goodness to pour out upon us. Let's take a moment to do that. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? With you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and then later in our service to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in God's infinite mercy. We take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess, Heavenly Father, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Jesus not only comes as an infinite Christmas and in glory at his return, but he also comes now to you in the words of forgiveness and life. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as you are able to sing our praise song, Good Christian Friends Rejoice.